Barbarossa, How Hitler Lost the War, by Jonathan Dimbleby. Epilogue. It is similarly futile to wonder what might have happened once the Red Army had the Wehrmacht on the run if Britain and the United States had failed to take up arms against the Third Reich or had launched the Second Front before June 1944. As it was, their intervention on the ground at that point was crucial to the restoration of freedom and democracy in Western Europe. For the most part, those tender plants were to survive, if not always flourish, during the decades in the second half of the 20th century, when the peoples of all Europe, East and West, shivered under the nuclear umbrella that the architects of the Cold War had erected to protect themselves from each other. That virus was incubated in the European conflagration of 1939-45, during which tens of millions of soldiers and tens of millions of civilians of many nationalities died in hideous circumstances. The ultimate responsibility for that carnage lay with Adolf Hitler. If there is any small comfort to be drawn from the cataclysm that engulfed the continent in those years, it is that his decision to invade the Soviet Union on the 22nd of June, 1941, led directly to the annihilation of the Third Reich and the demise of both Nazism and, by his own hand, the Führer himself. The German invasion of the Soviet Union was strategically ill-conceived, tactically ill-planned, and operationally incoherent. The criminal venture of a monster, Operation Barbarossa, was indeed how Hitler lost the war.